And right now at 8:55, 61 degrees, it's time to see what's happening on the commodity markets this morning. We check in with Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, things looking a little better today than they were this time yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, they sure are. We've got some higher markets here, although we're kind of seeing the beans fall off their highs a little bit here as we speak. Let's just kind of look at the markets here real quick. We got July corn at $3.94 and a quarter, up four and a quarter. We got December corn at $4.75, up three and a quarter. We have the July beans right now at $10.77 and a quarter, up five and three quarters. November at $10.54 and a half, up one. And the wheat is up about 2 cents across the board here, pretty much. For the week, we've had a really good week if you look at it on the weekly chart. Part of that's influenced by the fact that we switched from the May to the July here after the May went off the board last Friday. So we do have that influence there on the weekly charts. Weather's probably a negative factor out here, at least in the short term. It looks like we should see some tractors running here over the next 3 or 4 days, but then as we get in the next week, there's still some uncertainty about some wet weather coming in. The June options go off the board today. That's something that could have some influence, although June usually isn't a month that's got a heavy volume of option activity in it. A couple of reports yesterday, Argentina came out with their wheat planting. They're going to plant about 1 million hectares more wheat than what they planted last year. And that kind of gives us an idea with some of the new tax cuts and wheat export fees and that they're probably going to see some increase in the wheat production. They also talked about the harvest. Soybean harvest about 61% complete down there in Argentina, and corn harvest about 28% complete at this point, which is a little bit ahead on beans of last year and a little bit behind on corn of last year. We'll have the cattle on feed report out this afternoon. I don't see that as being a big influence. The on-feed numbers are expected to be pretty much unchanged from a year ago. We've kind of, after yesterday's drop in the corn market, we've kind of just seen the cash market slow up completely and not very many farmer sales here. China continues to have interest in bean buying from the United States, and there are some rumors yesterday they bought a couple of cargoes of beans. Right now we're just kind of seeing the charts dictate the ranges that we're in here, and until we see some kind of fundamental change, I think that's where we're going to kind of be. We have a pretty good week going here, really. I would expect that we'll probably close on a positive note for the week, and then go into next week and see what kind of planning progress we made in that over the weekend. This is Bill Mayer.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Brian.
Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, Illinois. It's 8:58, 61 degrees outside our WILL studios right now in Urbana.